Zakiya received her bachelor's degree in Africology from UW-Milwaukee, as well as master's degree in business and a concentration in marketing from Benedictine University. She has had previous experience in community health lifestyle choices promotion and prevention as an advocate I'm assuming it's of the African American Services Coordinator with Family Services Northeast Wisconsin Sexual Assault Center, collaborating work with the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence and the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault on issues around cultural competency and partnership building and development. Zakiya.
My name is really difficult, so. I wanted to start my presentation by saying I want to apologize if I'm a little off today because I'm still reeling from the Packer loss. Us Packer fans are pretty passionate about our football, so we're feeling pretty sad right now. I did want to start the presentation with a quote simply because I think that it sends a powerful message for our project goal. It really sort of helps to align the presentation and get everyone on the same page. I missed one. So that was the disclosure slide. And I have no relationship to disclose. So my name is Zakiya Shishelshik. Like I said, it's a mouthful. And this is Diversity Matters, using social marketing to engage minority youth. So here we have our project partners. Diversity Matters has a focus on the importance of community and academic partnerships. So here I highlight the lead community partner. WPHA is a member organization of public health professionals interested in promoting policy and partnership. Our lead academic partner, MCW, a private accredited medical school, and hosts one of four MPH programs in the state of Wisconsin. And finally, our key stakeholder, DHS, a governmental agency that promotes and protects the health and safety of the people of Wisconsin. So this project focuses on the importance of a diverse public health workforce and identifies the barriers to a public health career as it relates to Black and Latino communities and emphasizes the importance of achieving the project goal as a multi-sector collaboration that is inclusive of community and academia. So about the project, Diversity Matters has a short-term goal of increasing diversity of the public health workforce. However, the long-term goal of the project is to focus on decreasing disparities in Black and Latino communities. So as you can see, our project is a part of the greater health plan for the state of Wisconsin. So Diversity Matters aims to address the three main components of the state health plan: sufficiency, competency, and diversity. The project utilizes the knowledge and background of its advisory committee. As you can see, we have a diverse group of individuals who compose our advisory committee. Oops, sorry, I skipped ahead. They're from various sectors who compose the committee. These members are essential in sharing evidence-based knowledge for the project's diverse enhancement efforts, as well as advising and providing recommendations on the strategic direction of the project when applicable. So as you can see, public health, like public health, our project is multidisciplinary. So I've sort of skipped forward as to why diversity matters. And diverse public health professionals are essential in addressing the barriers associated with health disparities. A diverse public health workforce can provide culturally competent care, and because they are five times more likely to work with underserved communities in underserved areas. Thus, minorities in public health can also help to serve as role models in their community. So in short, diversity in public health makes sense. So it's not to say that health disparities will cease to exist with increased diversity in the public health workforce, but it is an essential step in aiding to mirror the population served, which is key in providing culturally competent care. Oops. So this slide has a lot of information on it, and I'll try to walk you through it, but it's really sort of significant in providing an example of the importance of the population mirroring those who are seeking services. So it helps to show the challenges associated with diversity in public health workforce. So in Wisconsin, the governmental public health is divided into five regions. You have northern, southeastern, northeastern, western, and southern, and that's what that little map on your far left here shows. The local health departments are part of the public health system, and the chart looks at three regions, which are potential school districts that we are seeking to work with on the project. And demonstrates how we can look at these, when we look at these regions and compare the employees to those serving, it shows a racial and ethnic disproportion of those seeking services. So this is for our local health departments. And as you can see on the left, we have the local health department worker broken down by ethnicity on the left. And then on the right, you have the clients who are actually seeking services. So overall, for all regions of the state, of the local health departments, the percent of Hispanic ethnicity is four times that of the workers. Similarly, for African Americans, you can see it's three times that of workers. So now that I've provided you with a little information and we've established that recognized need for the priority communities, I'll provide a little bit more information surrounding the project path and secondary research, where we are and where we're going. So Diversity Matters is a unique project in that it utilizes social marketing as its primary strategy in addressing a workforce issue. We began with our environmental scan, and it provided us with additional information on current programs, other initiatives, successes, and progresses, and looked across sectors to partner together on the project. Now, for some individuals, social marketing may be sort of a new concept, not really maybe had a lot of experience with. So this slide sort of just gives you a little snapshot of what social marketing is and maybe just sort of highlights the differences from traditional marketing. So social marketing really revolves around listening to the consumer and building a program from their thoughts, ideas, and processes. So you see that social marketing is not advertising per se. It's not really about selling. It's more about influencing behaviors to benefit change. So I always think it helps to sort of have an image because it helps, you know, to say pictures of 1,000 words. And this sort of shows how social marketing works. It highlights a campaign that's been successful in social marketing. So the Got Chocolate Milk campaign utilized athletes to encourage behavior changes in active adults. It showed how low-fat chocolate milk is a simple, effective, and scientifically proven beverage that can help the body recover from a hard workout. So chocolate milk, of course, saw a growth in sales, but more active adults were finding chocolate milk to be a great way to wrap up their workout in moderation, of course. And I would just encourage you to check out the site, the Got Chocolate Milk site. It has some great information on it, and so just to get a little bit more about how that campaign is working and the successes that they had on it. So although our campaign is not the same thing as, you know, a healthy option of a tasty beverage, but it is a health need. And we wanted to ensure that we would be working with a marketing firm that understood social marketing and had experience and success with working with the priority groups and was connected to community. And Creative Marketing Resources possessed all of that, and as a bonus, was located in the largest and most racially and ethnically diverse school district in the state of Wisconsin. That sort of gives you a little bit of information about the marketing firm, CMR, that we will be working with on our social marketing campaign. So our process for the project has sort of been drafting this environmental scan and, as previously mentioned, marketing firm collaboration school recruitment, which involves working with the school environment to design an intervention that is based upon primary and secondary research gathered. So now Diversity Matters, along with CMR, was able to gather secondary research and create a secondary research analysis report with the beginning steps of some key findings that were uncovered that would help in our project. So here we have those key findings, some of those barriers I will touch on. So we were able to gather additional information on existing barriers, as I said, as it pertains to the behavior we are seeking to change and to achieve, and we hope to learn a little bit more about that from the population itself when we get more into the primary data piece, which will be our focus groups and surveys and et cetera. So some key barriers we found were a lack of minority role models and mentors for social support, feelings of exclusion on campuses, over-reliance on standardized tests by educational institutions, but with the lack of student educational preparation throughout the schooling career. So again, we have those existing barriers, social, educational, academic, institutional, psychological, financial, which I touched on, all of those. So we did find that there maybe have been similar efforts to increase diversity, but we were unable to uncover projects that realized the potential for social marketing, which is what we're trying to do. We wanted to see if there was someone who maybe had done something similar to what we're trying with this project. So that's what makes Diversity Matters so unique, is that there's just not enough information that we really discovered that surrounded using social marketing as your primary strategy for workforce. So in regards to similar outreach, also we were able to see that various programs, there were various programs that focused on African American and Hispanic youth that were out there, but additional research hopes to examine these efforts and the effectiveness as well as students' awareness. So although the programs may be out there, do they know about them and how we can get them connected to those programs? And of course, we have the gaps that we're hoping to learn, as I said, from our focus groups, surveys, key informant interviews, student influencers, which would be like parents or student counselors, and the students themselves about barriers and opportunities. So there are various recommendations based upon the information that we gathered at the secondary research phase. We know that social marketing strategy could lay the foundation for a combination of strategies needed in order to address the issues surrounding increasing diversity in the public health workforce. So our next steps really are about finalizing our secondary data research, of course, conducting that primary research with the students, and designing a strategy and implementing that intervention based upon the information that we gather. And of course, our project is a five-year grant-funded project with the Healthier Wisconsin Partnership Project at MCW. Here are our sources. And I just wanted to really acknowledge Creative Marketing Resources. They've been such a great sort of source for being able to put together that analysis and report, and also our advisory committee, who has been really pivotal in sort of shining light on any areas that maybe we have missed, any barriers that they feel from having worked with their communities, any sort of evidence-based practices that they know of. So that's been really great as well. And, of course, feel free to contact me or, as I acknowledge, Sarah Biebesdorf, our program manager, is sitting back there, and also Peter Lade, who is with MCW and is a part of our program as well. And that's it. Thank you.